Talks Radio.
720 WGN.
Uh-huh.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Talk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
Fresh Wave sponsors Talk Opedia. Fresh Wave. If it stinks, they'll fix it. Dave, what do you have for us?
Very simple. Our goal today is to make you feel a little better about the Blackhawks' current predicament. Yeah, they lost Sunday. Yeah, they're down 2-1 of the series. But you've probably heard the Blackhawks often thrive in these situations. Since 2009, when the Blackhawks returned to the playoffs, this is the 11th time they have trailed 2-1 of the series. In the previous 10, they have gone on to win 7 of those 10 series.
That's good.
Certainly. When they have trailed 2-1 in this era, they are 6-4 in Game 4, but 4-2 at home. And they won their last series tying Game 4s, their last three series tying Game 4s at the United Center. You know the numbers on the Blackhawks' record under Joel Quenneville from Game 4 of a playoff series on, 43-14. But if you break down the last three seasons, it's even better. The last 3 years, Hawks are 26-6 from Game 4 on. That includes a 15-1 mark at the United Center. That one loss, anybody? A fluky goal in overtime in Game 7 against
the Kings. Cheated. They're dirty cheaters.
Of course, the Blues are well aware of these numbers as well. They were on the receiving end in 2014 when they lost to the Hawks.
So what's your prediction for tonight?
I say the Blackhawks win and tie the series, but it's going to be a one-goal game. It's going to be a one-goal game.
Bill O'Andy, you agree with that?
Yep.
Possibly quadruple overtime that will end around the time you go on the air tomorrow morning.
Be great. I mean, it'd be great if they were still playing at 4:30.
No, not for them. It would not be.
Well, it'd be good for me.